CITR 101.9. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. The first law of radio they say not to do is say everyone out there in Radio Land. And I just broke it. But as you know, as maybe you don't know, but I am the new host of the Discord radio show. Anna and myself were running the ship previously. Anna is now off to other endeavors, but I like to bring in friendly faces in the station to come say hello and join us. This week we have a man that really needs no introduction. He really is the face of the station. You've already seen his face around here, but now you're going to hear his voice. Welcome, CJ.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, you're coming in nice and loud there.
How are you doing, everybody out there? Having a good Wednesday evening. It's not raining, but it's okay.
It's been kind of a strange day, but yeah. The weather's kind of evened out now.
Yeah. And thank God it's not raining inside the studio.
Thank goodness. But we're gonna be raining with some great music here in a moment once I get my Gmail going. We're going to get CJ, maybe you could tee this up for us. As I'm trying to find this here on my Gmail, you could tee it up and let us know what you've been working on over the last little while.
Right. So what we're going to play for you in a bit is a clip from an interview that I did with George Barrett. Now, George Barrett is the host of The Rockers Show on CITR every Sunday at 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And so this interview was for a column in the Discorder magazine called On the Air. Now, On the Air is a column where we shine the spotlight on one particular radio host at CITR every month and talk to him about him or her about their life at CITR and their experiences over the years. And sometimes it's really interesting to hear what they have to say because some of them have seen and heard a million different things, and it's just fantastic to hear that straight out of their mouth. And for example, this interview with George was absolutely fantastic. Like, he's a really happy Jamaican man, and you will know once you hear him that he just loves reggae with every inch of his soul. So here he is, George Barrett.
I know that you've met the king of reggae when he was here in Vancouver.
Oh, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley was
here.
Yes,
man. The 1976 when they came to
November,
to the Queenie, you know.
What was that like?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. After leaving Jamaica in 1972.
Okay.
And leaving all that legacy behind, you know, I was a street person, like, out there, you know, in the music scene.
Yeah.
And come to see that a band that we cherish so much in Jamaica arrive in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So far away. You know, so I was so excited. I took all my family, my daughters, my wife, everybody go to the show. And I watched the show twice. It was two concerts in the same night.
Oh, okay.
Two shows in the same night. So
two different places?
No, same place.
Same place?
But, one show finished, people came out, next show started.
Wow.
So I stayed for both of them. So the second show, I was in the dressing room with Bob, all the musicians, Carlton, Family Man, everybody was there, you know.
Wow.
So, you know, chanting and talking about old days from Jamaica and stuff like that.
That's amazing.
So Carlton and Family Man said, George, what are you doing in Vancouver? There's nothing here. I say, you're joking. At the time, I didn't start the reggae show as yet, you know, 76. So after they're gone, I started the show.
Okay, so it's a big influence.
Big influence, you know. So I have lots of Bob Marley, so I play a lot of Bob Marley too, you know. See, I'm so happy that Bob came to town, and here it goes, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And when a big name like that comes to town, people start to get interested in it.
Oh, very interesting.
You have to supply that demand, right?
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, That's how it goes.
When Bob Marley came to town, man, it was something else. You know, there were 16,000 at the Coliseum.
Wow.
And it was 5,000 at the Queenie, because, you know, the trick is 2,500 people in the Queenie. So it was good, you know, very, very good.
That's good.
A thing that happened in the Queenie, you know, you're not supposed to light, you know, flames.
Yeah,
and
it's closed and stuff.
Yes, because closed in a theater. And when Bob Marley come on stage and they sing No Woman, No Cry, everybody took their lighter out.
I know.
Light up the theater. They were trying to get people to sit down. No, you can't do that. was overwhelmed, man.
I've been there once, and I've definitely seen people do that. I've seen people smoke J's,
yes,
like, light cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah, man. It was very, very exciting.
That's
good. Yeah. So, you know, so for artists to do two shows in one night at the same venue.
Yeah.
You must imagine, you know?
Yeah, pretty.
It was real, and both shows were sold out, man.
definitely.
You know?
There you have it. Bob Marley interview. Well, that wasn't Bob Marley, but that
no,
was
that
George
was
Barrett talking
Barrett
about his
talking about his, talking about when he met Bob Marley when he was here. He was touring the world on his Kaya tour, and he met him, met the entire Wailers.
All right.
Oh, wait. And that was a great reaction there from the crowd, who was excited about that story.
Well,
yeah, so that's pretty exciting. So that's a feature we have, we're going to try to do more of here on the radio. We've been doing that the first time we've done it actually on the radio. But
a clip of that interview, yeah.
Every month in the magazine, we're going to be profiling
the on-the-air host, yeah.
Who knows? And so what's interesting about George is this is, being 2012, this is the 30th anniversary. The guy's been on the air for 30 years here.
Amazing.
Legend.
Legend, pretty much.
Who knows, CJ? Maybe you and I'll be profiled in about 30 years' time.
Hopefully.
Nice. Well, we're doing some more profiles. We should mention that to the April issue, this is going to be, speaking of legendary move by the new crew. Congrats to Laurel and all the staff there, the Discorder office in the corner there. They've got the April issue up, 4 days ahead of the new month? Usually it comes out either right on the start of the month or the day before. And they've got this thing pumped out, all ready to go. I've actually got a copy in my hand, the April issue, as we speak. And it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And it's available. So if you want to come on by and get an advance copy or an advance of the month copy, and now that it's out, you know, come by the CRTR office here on the second floor of the sub UBC. One of the features this week was with a band who's had their debut album being released, and they actually had a big celebration at the Biltmore a couple nights ago. They're called the Dirty Spells, and our own Fraser Dobbs did a bit of an interview with these guys. So we're going to give a little listen to Fraser's interview, asking them a bit about the music, their musical influences, and the horn section and some other interesting tidbits. So we'll give you a couple of minutes of this interview, which Fraser did with the Dirty Spells a couple weeks back.
And then today we did vocals. Setup is always like the biggest pain in the ass.
Yes, we did double drums, guitar and bass, and then today we did vocals. Pretty much the first half of the day. And we did violin and saxophone.
Now let's talk about the violin and saxophone, because it's a really great addition. How do you guys feel, I don't know, playing in kind of more of a psychedelic rock band? Like, do you guys, what's your guys' background, I guess?
I've been playing saxophone maybe like 2 or 3 years now, and I played in a band called Elephant Train a while ago. We did a lot of shows at Railway Club, and we had a little album. We played for them for 2 years or so, or a year and a half, and then we kind of went our own ways, and then, I don't know, I've just been kicking around, and my brother asked me if I wanted to play some on some tracks, so came out, and here we are now, I guess. I feel pretty good about jamming in a psychedelic band, but try to get my growl on.
It's a saxophone, but it sounds like a synthesizer.
Yeah, that's gonna be the quote right there. The header. I like get my growl on.
This section could be called Deep in Grass.
Deep in what?
Deep in Grass.
What about you? Do you like unleashing your spacey viola?
Absolutely. Spacey
viola.
I love it. It's I've played since I was 3. Like, I've played classical chamber music, really, really stodgy, uptight.
Of course.
But rad, like, structured music. And I'm really comfortable with that. And it's really hard for me to... I played with a pop band called Ten Sons.
Ten Sons.
Ten Sons.
Yeah.
Ten sound is and that was really fun, but that was my first like rock and roll experience. It was terrifying to like leave the sheet music behind. Like I literally started like, I can't do it unless you write out my parts. Like I really need you to like make it black and white for me. But
there you go. Dirty Spell is talking a bit about some of their terrifying first rock and roll experiences. What we're going to do right now is play something from the Dirty Spells, from their EP Hangover City. This is the title track. Dirty Spells on CITR 119. CITR 119 here at UBC. That was Hangover City from the Dirty Spells, who are featured in this month's, or April, next month's technically, version of Discorder, which you can come get right here at CITR Studios, second floor of the sub at UBC. CJ's with me.
Or wait for the weekend and get it where everywhere else out in the town.
That is an option as well, yes.
Okay. Not everybody's going to come here.
Speaking of the weekend, yes. What do we have happening on
Thursday night? Tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret, people. You should come on up because Discorder is having an epic fundraiser. And some fantastic local bands are going to play there, including Village, The Adulthood, Man Your Horse, and of course Sun Wizard, who is an amazing band. They came out with an album called Positively Fourth Avenue last year, I think late in fall sometime.
Now, is that a reference to Vancouver's Fourth Avenue?
Yes, they're from Vancouver.
Hey!
Yeah, man.
Live and local, you gotta love
Positively
it.
Fourth Avenue.
And I love the way you positively put that out there.
Yeah, it's a good band and great song. So this is Sour Note by Sun Wizard.
101.9 CITR.
I'm
Fantastic song there by Sun Wizard, I'm telling you.
It was very positive. Absolutely. Like the title suggests. I'm trying to figure out who that reminds me of, but it's got almost a really familiar, comforting sort of sound.
Couldn't say. I guess it's just the vibes of Vancouver.
And the fact that it's positively 4th Avenue, we all know 4th Avenue.
Yeah.
And we all have different stories for 4th Avenue as well. And that Sun Wizard, who's playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore for the CITR Discorder fundraiser,
yes, at the Biltmore. Tickets are $10, doors open at 8, and bands are on at 9 o'clock.
And speaking of great events that are happening, we've got a great event happening right here at UBC in exactly 8 days. It's the AMS Block Party, which is basically the big event to signify the end of the school year. We got a great lineup.
Basically, it's an event where people who just finished classes get drunk and are absolutely wasted.
Have you been to a block party before?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you got first-hand experience of how it was last year.
Yeah, I saw The Roots play live at the block party. I saw My Gay Husband play. It's a great time, you know? People are just wasted. Everybody's shouting.
Not that we're endorsing that, but it just, I guess it's a fact of what happened the last day of school.
It's a habit that's part of our lifestyle.
Nice. And we've got a great lineup this year. We've got Headspin is playing. Maria in the Shower,
and
the
of
Boom
course,
Booms,
Mastercraft.
Is that who you're most excited to see?
I guess so. I haven't really listened to much Mastercraft, but who's the other one you mentioned?
Well,
Mother. I've heard Mother.
They are a Vancouver band as well.
Yes,
we're pretty excited to have them come here. They'll be on probably around 8 o'clock. It's going to go from 2 until 9 o'clock on the field. Hopefully all UBCites will be out. It's going to be a great event. I'm actually hoping a few of my fellow journalism crew over at the UBC Journalism School will be out for it. Mother, actually, one of the song we're going to play from them right now actually reminds me of one of my classmates. The song is called Simply Simple, but I've actually got a classmate called Lindsay Sample. And every time I hear this song, I always think of my classmate. So if any of the journalism crew is listening right now, I'm going to put out there for all of us to attend this event on April the 5th at the block party, and I'll rock out to Mother and enjoy this song dedicated to Lindsay Sample on CITR 101.9. This is Mother with Simply Simple. Right here on CITR 101.9.
Domesticated bliss, ain't it all now?
Oh, yeah. Mother Mother, Simply Simple, who are playing next week at the block party.
I love the vocals in that. She's really got a really nice voice there.
Yeah, well, it's a combination. There's three of them. But yeah. His voice actually is a little bit.
Were they all singing? I didn't hear. I just heard the girl.
There's actually the lead vocalist is a guy, but he's got a very high-pitched voice.
My yeah. God.
It's okay. You know, we're learning things as we go here.
Our oh, my
are
mother, mother.
And the presenters there. Good segue. Nice, buddy. Okay, so we're just about out of here. We're going to play one more track. And, you know, I gave a quick shout-out to the journalism crew at UBC. I'm going to give them one more shout-out because my good friend Nicole Jankowski has been all about this artist, Grimes. Now, you may have heard of Grimes because she was actually gracing the cover of Discorder magazine back in February, and especially with the Juno Awards coming up this Sunday. By the way, if you are listening and you appreciate Canadian music, please tune in this Sunday, 5 o'clock, nationwide from Ottawa. It's the Juno Awards, the best in Canadian music, and there's been a lot of talk, especially from Nicole's mouth, about how come Grimes wasn't considered for a Grammy. And you know, in the last couple months, this album, the album Visions by Grimes, has gotten tons of buzz, I should say. So we're going to end off with one more track. But CJ, any final shout-outs before we play the last track?
I love William Shatner, and he's going to host the Juno.
He is. He is going to be controlling the Canadian mothership this year, and you all better be on board.
Yes, sir.
Without further ado, here is a great Canadian track destined to hopefully become a classic and maybe even be performed at a Junos in the future. We don't give her too much hype up. But anyways, this is Grimes with Oblivion to close out the show. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time. The Discorder Radio Show on 101.9.
Peace out, Radio Land.
CITR.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Flayed, spray, spray my faucet corn, my blister horn flung into the day. Why oughta storm my gristle formed dung into the shirt doused bed where socks loom my fizzled norm sung inside the dirt house.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9.